So, Merry Christmas. I've not done an audio review for quite some time, so why not do a Christmassy one? I need to rattle through this because my mind is boggled by the overwhelming need to search everything on the interweb. So, one of the things I've been doing is decluttering with the hope that I reduce what's actually going on in the digital ether, deleting emails, and it means by the new year I will have a bit more freedom in terms of memory space. So managing your digital stuff, administrating your digital life would maybe be beneficial if you would have done that at the start of December. If not, get onto it, because you're probably going to do that as soon as January turns. Let's face it, we're going to do a lot of various bits of video, Instagramming, God knows what else we engage with nowadays as a communication tool through social media. We will be doing a lot more. And the hope is that we don't get the New Year's problem, which is to not be able to call anyone up or send text messages right on the cusp of New Year, because all of the phone lines are busy. So this time we might see the same thing during Christmas through social media. We don't know. Hopefully people can think a lot more far ahead than we can, or than I can. And hopefully the people that are thinking far ahead are the Googles and the Yahoos and Amazons and whoever else, and the Twitters as well, because they need to be robust. We need to say Merry Christmas to each other. Now, something else that I've noticed is that I am trying to do more YouTube work, and I have been doing, and that's why I've been maybe neglecting the audio streams. I was previously doing them alongside the videos or as an alternative method, and seem to have gone headfirst into the YouTube realm. And at times I enjoyed using the iPad app or tablet app, but I also enjoyed having the videos and pushing them up, or using the webcam. That means recording and live updating. It's quite a seamless, quite a quick process, but actually has a lot of failings, and I was quite depressed a lot of the time. After doing 5 or 6 minutes of talking, I would lose everything, and I got quite annoyed a lot of times. So I'm confused right now, because I don't know if I'm happy or not with the news that from January 2016, they will be closing down the using your webcam to record videos. And I guess that just means you might find it more difficult to record. But if you want to, you would need to have a separate application. Quite some time ago, you might remember, Facebook did something similar, and Foursquare have done something similar as well, where Foursquare have interjected the process by separating the two, by creating two completely different apps. And Foursquare is no longer somewhere you can tag in. It's more of a marketplace of where people have been, and a promotional thing. There's a separate app called Swarm that you can actually use for tagging in to a geographic location. And Facebook has done a similar thing where the messages are completely separate to the place where you would go to share your things. So if you wanted to have a more up-to-date text message style service and you're messaging each other, that's a separate app. And I think that's what Google or YouTube have chosen to do now, is to have a separate app for being able to manage and upload. And possibly, with any real hope, we might see more analytic behavior and other things built into that that are more suitable, because the viewing of YouTube is probably going to change into more of a magazine feel. And if this is going this way, I can actually see that with the further development of Google's algorithm, that the algorithm for YouTube may be changing as well in the future, between now and Easter perhaps. That's what I would say is logical in some ways, although I also imagine that they wouldn't tell us. So keep our ears to the ground, because the digital world is always changing. And as that changes, I think one of the New Year projects that I will be tackling would be about news, information, and hyper geographical information, and within cities to provide very specific information and news to people. And I think this is a whole new area that I have been a part of, that a lot of people know that. I think that they want this because they have accessed these services before, like free media services, but not been fully aware of it. And I think there's been a lull in terms of this because I've just rattled through some of the giants and how dependent we are. And I even mentioned Twitter at New Year. We rely on these giants and nobody's thinking about the small people, the bits of information that get missed. Like, for example, do any of the giants care about the fact that there is a beautiful stand placed in a really wonderful park up the street from me, 5 minutes away? And for Christmas, this Saturday, I could be walking to that park and hearing Christmas carol services and God knows what other delights for Christmas. And that would be an amazing communal feeling. But to be honest, no one would really care. The giants of the social media and the digital world don't care. They rely on us to record that information. And if we do, it would be lost because the giants are giant because that's the mainstream media. It's mainstream. It's massive. It's the overview. It's the onion skinning effect that they've created, is that they just take from the top. But nobody yet has managed to peel back the layers of this onion. And the New Year project that I have in mind would hopefully allow people to engage in the areas of the city they live in appropriately to them and their needs. News and information being disseminated to people as they need it, and actually ensuring that the city centre does not get everything as previously seen. It still happens, even though the death of the high street is a common term to use in cities. I think that the digital has maybe done that, but equally people and the cities are driving more effort into the city centres. But actually, I think a lot of people need information about their areas. So that's me trying to explain my project and probably failing because we're still in the early stages, but we will see how that goes on. In the meantime, please do feel free to enjoy the digital medias before your eyes and feast upon the fact that we are on Twitter. So please do comment on this beautiful audio boom and also follow us on Tea and Toast on Twitter. Please have a Merry Christmas and we will hopefully catch up, if not before, then in the new year. And thank you.